It's time for Green Visions, a KMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by two locally operated West Duluth businesses, Duluth Grill and Park State Bank. September is a month of wolf webinars up at the International Wolf Center in Ely. And coming up on the 23rd is the Wednesday night fall equinox webinar about pack dynamics and a review of 26 years of work from the International Wolf Center. With us today is Kelly Godfrey, the program director of the International Wolf Center. Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
Good morning. Great. How are you?
Just fine, thanks. The Wolf Center up in Ely is one of those places where, when you travel through Minnesota and you get to the Canadian border, you think, well, of course the Wolf Center should be here, up in the North Woods in Ely. It's just a wonderful place. Tell us about these webinars and how that idea started.
Well, it's fantastic. The webinars, we've taken to a little bit of technology to get outreach out to people across the U.S. and across the world. And our webinars work with just a computer at home, and you are able to sign up and join us here at the Wolf Center via your computer.
And that's great that it's not just a local thing. This is a great way to talk about your work around the world. So people as, you know, far away as Australia, New Zealand, and Central Asia can listen to your conversation.
They definitely can, and we've had people from all over the world, as you were mentioning, Australia, Europe. In fact, next week we're going to be talking to some folks in Scotland. And so people not only in the United States and in our area here in Minnesota can join in, but people all over the world.
Are wolves only indigenous to North America and to Europe?
No, there's actually wolves in Africa as well. The Ethiopian wolf is in Africa, so it's not just around our area here in the U.S.
It you know, you think about all the fairy tales that kids hear with it, include a wolf, of course, that come out of the European tradition, and I guess you take for granted that there are wolves because I'm a Minnesotan, but I guess I never really thought about that. Where are wolves located? They're probably not in Australia, and I don't know if they're in Southern Asia, but Africa, that's a surprise to me.
Yes, it is. We have wolves that are in Africa, and like I say, in Europe, Italy, Spain, so we do have them all over.
What was the inspiration to create these webinars in the first place?
Well, what we wanted to do was try to reach out to more folks. We have our center here in Ely when people can come up and watch our ambassador pack work together as a pack and things, but we our mission at the center is to educate people about wolves worldwide. And we're trying to find ways, if people were not able to come to us, you know, how could we get to them? So through our webinars, we have a camera on our wolves, and our wolf curator, Lori Schmidt, we'll talk about the different wolf behaviors that you're seeing as our wolves play and interact together during these webinars, and she'll explain all these behaviors and things that you're watching actually on the webinar.
We're speaking with Kelly Godfrey, the program director of the International Wolf Center in Ely. The webinar coming up on the 23rd is about pack dynamics. Tell us a little bit about that topic, and maybe you could also then expand into what other topics the webinars have been covering.
You bet. The one that's on the 23rd coming up, it starts at 6 p.m., and actually to register, you just go to our website, wolf.org, and there's a place on there where you can and register for the webinar. And what this webinar is going to talk about is that as fall is coming, and although you wouldn't know it today, I guess, with our weather here being in the 80s, but as the weather starts getting cooler, the pack dynamics start to become a little more interesting, I guess, as you could say. The wolves start to act a little more togetherness, not quite as much. You know, the pups have grown, although we don't have pups here at the center. But the pups have grown throughout the summer, and now the pack is beginning to organize for winter time.
So their behaviors are different in winter than in summer. Do they relax a bit more, the pack dynamics, in the summertime because food is more accessible?
They relax a little bit more, somewhat that the food is a little more accessible, but also they're nurturing the pups during the summertime. So it's a little bit more relaxed at that point. And then towards the wintertime, then they're looking for, you know, the snow to come, of course, up around here. And, And as the PAC starts to organize itself for that, you see a little more dynamics within the PAC structure.
By the way, I just want to say how cool it is that your website is wolf.org. That's a great get for for URL.
It very much is, and it's easy to remember.
Yes, indeed. So the Wolf Center, the International Wolf Center in Ely, a 26-year history. What was the founding like back then?
It was founded by a couple of people. Dave Meach, who is a wolf biologist of 55 years around the Minnesota area out of University of Minnesota, and a vision of his to not only show people what wolves are about, but teach the entire world about wolves. So in 1989, he came up with this idea of putting together the International Wolf Center where people could come and actually watch wolves interact.
The wolf has, of course, had a notorious reputation, as I mentioned before, in fairy tales and throughout history. And the wolf population in North America, especially, I know, was really down to a critical stage for quite some time.
It was. It was down to a critical stage, and more recently, through different listings on the endangered species list and things like that, our wolves have come back to a healthy population around the Midwest here. And again, it's our mission to educate people about wolves and not always understand take care of what you actually read and hear. We want to educate people about what wolves are really all about.
And their place in the ecosystem is essential, and I think that with the way we've been trying to control deer populations over the years, I think it's important to perhaps dispel some of those misconceptions about wolves living, coexisting with human beings.
It is. It's all animals, all flora, all fauna have a place in the ecosystem, and we try and educate people about what that place is.
So the webinar coming up on the 23rd, open to the public. It's not just for biologists and wolf experts around the world. Anybody can enjoy these webinars.
Oh, they sure can. It is not scientific and something that you would not be able to understand. It's just an enjoyable webinar. Again, where our wolf curator will explain what you're watching on the webinar as far as the pack dynamics and what they're doing when you see, different actions going on. Everyone would enjoy it.
Wonderful. Well, we'll have a link, a pretty easy link, I have to say, wolf.org, on our website attached to this interview. And Kelly, I thank you so much for your time this morning, and I look forward to hearing more about what's going on up at the Wolf Center later on.
Thank you very much, and we appreciate it.
All right, take care.
Thank you very much.
Kelly Godfrey, the program director of the International Wolf Center up in Ely, Minnesota, talking about the series of webinars they've had on their website that go worldwide, and also about the great work that they're doing up at the International Wolf Center. This is Green Visions on 103.3 KUMD. Green Visions is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.